It's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, I want to mention something really quickly to cut more into Scott's time.
Oh, God. What? What?
We are throwing our 100th annual Halloween secret show party.
Right.
We got a little lunch. We got you bring cash for the bar, costume contest, other scary surprises. And it's all happening at The Punchline, San Francisco.
Oh, great.
We're doing it about noon. Let's see. So you can be there from 11 to 1. This is Wednesday, October 31st. It's on Halloween Day. Mm-hmm. We always do good prizes, solid prizes.
Really good first prize, but the other prizes are great as well.
Yeah, the first prize is a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets and 2 nights of lodging.
Wow.
Pretty freaking great prize. We've also got tickets to Waitress. That's the hit. It was a Broadway hit.
Yes.
Sarah Bareilles wrote it. Or at least wrote all the songs for it. And mm-hmm. she starred in it on Broadway.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go check that. Are you going to that as well?
I'm not going to go.
Yeah. I can't remember what the date is, but I'm going to that pretty soon.
Yeah. You are going to go like I think it's a matinee that you're going to be going with your entire family.
I know. A couple weeks from now. I'm so excited. That's coming to the SHN Golden Gate Theater and tons more prizes. You have to be over 21 to come to this party and you have to win your tickets. So this starts next week. We'll be giving these tickets away. Mm-hmm. So be listening for your chance to win your way into our secret show. They are definitely an event. It's a party. It's faux show.
Always fun.
Always fun. It is faux show.
It's really fun. And I've had people approach me at shows and go, how do I get into that? The costume party. How do I get in? I'm like, you got to win the tickets.
Yeah, you got to win them.
Like, can't you sneak me in? I mean, can you? I'm like,
I can sneak you in.
Do I look like
Are you asking? Because I can sneak you in.
Well, but. No, Scott's performing.
I've been invited already.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
So are you going to
do a 10-minute set?
Are you going to do a warm-up set?
That's my home club, by the way. So you'll be seeing me do my top 10. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yuset.
Well, you're I welcome. Guess we should start flashing you off before your first word starts.
Right. Just start giving them the light.
Cut it. Cut it. No, it'll be great. It'll be really fun. It's a great club.
Yeah, it's going to be. And we've never done a show at the Punchline before. Uh-huh. So we have some friends over there, including the one and only Scott Capurro,
whose be so
home
fun.
Club it is.
Yeah.
It's
you are performing at the Phoenix, right? In Alameda?
It's just called Phoenix, Sarah.
Just Phoenix. Okay, thank you.
God,
that is tonight.
Lord.
Yes. Phoenix, Alameda.
Phoenix. Yes.
And then tomorrow night in Redwood City at the Freewheel Brewing Company.
Yes. I really look forward to both shows. Thank you very much. But Tahoe is great. And we were up there thinking, wouldn't it be fun to be up there with friends? Because we called from there. We were like in a daze. It was so fantastic.
You and Edson spent the week in Tahoe.
Yeah, and he was renting that little bike thing that you can rent. Those little things, the scooters, you can rent them up there and going all around the lake by himself. They've little like standing scooters.
They're electric scooters, right?
They're great.
Oh.
And you just
so
ride
fun.
Them. Where were you, in South Lake?
Yeah, yeah. And you just get an app on your phone and you just ride them wherever you want.
Did you gamble?
Yeah, Edson lost all his money.
Oh, yeah.
How much?
$4. That's all.
Oh, okay. That's all he's allowed.
And he
that's
lost
good.
All of it. Yeah, exactly. He said, "Kapoor, give me a credit card." I'm like, "No, honey, I'm not giving you." Kapoor, you can just pop the card in. Come on, just no. I'm like, "No, I'm not. You're not popping in. No, there's no popping at all. There's no popping going on." But we liked it because the casinos were really, really quiet. Really, nobody there.
Oh,
just a lot of retirees.
This is the time of year to go to Tahoe. Actually, we used to go up in the fall all
Fantastic.
The time, and people. It's not the summer crowd. It's not the winter crowd.
Yeah.
The air is crisp.
I mean,
the
everything closed on Sunday. The smell was great.
Mm.
But everything closed
that
on the 30s.
That lake is so beautiful.
But on the way back, we hit snow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At
8,000
so
feet. It was kind of scary, though.
That's awesome.
It was really
were you
beautiful.
Slipping around?
Yeah, it was a little slippery because the roads were really dry. So it was the first kind of damp on the roads for a long time.
Right.
But God, it's all of it. We went to Virginia City, and it was so fun.
Virginia City, where's that?
That's in Nevada. That's a little old cowboy town.
I've never even heard of that.
Really? It's really close. No, you never went there?
No.
Oh. Well, you were up there? You didn't?
No.
That's weird.
I have never even heard of it.
It's a real tourist destination. A lot of people. Mm. It was packed. It was rammed with people. Oh, yeah. It's a real spot. And we did the ghost tour and the McKay house and all that stuff.
Oh.
Oh, no. All your listeners have been like, oh, you're when we posted pictures, people who love your show are like, oh, God, we love that place.
How funny.
Go to this place, go to that restaurant.
Is it near South Lake? Maybe that's why I never go to South Lake.
Well, no, it was close to North Lake, I think.
Oh.
Like an hour and a half hour away by car.
Oh, yeah. No.
Are you okay?
I am.
Do you know where you are?
I know.
Are you all right?
I had kind of a busy week.
I know. But you would get up there and just drop your bags and not go anywhere, right?
That is exactly what we did.
Yeah.
We'd go ski during the day and have a fire and read books at night. Oh, my God, it was heaven.
The nights are so beautiful.
I miss Tahoe. You.
I know. I miss Tahomey, too.
Where is
it's
that girl?
It's funny because I only miss it certain times of the year, and this is one of the times. Uh-huh. We're going to go, I think at Christmas time, we're trying to find a house to rent and take my brother and his whole family because all the kids will be in town. And,
Goodness. I didn't think about that. Christmas at your house is going to be packed.
It is. Well, that's why we're not going to be at my house. We're going to go ahead and go up to Tahoe. We'll get a tree up there, and it'll be...
Everywhere you go, you got to drag that brother or that anchor. You got to drag him with you.
He is definitely in my life
right
now.
He's a lot of work. Yeah.
There's a lot of him around. He should get a job so I would see him less. That'd be great.
It was great to see him last week, though. It was fun. Yeah, you know, seeing everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were at the poker game, so you did see him.
I liked that his wife screamed and threw her cards and cried and pulled the thing off the table, and she got really angry. She did get angry.
That didn't happen.
She got angry.
No, she didn't.
She got really pissed off. She did. Yeah, why'd she get so angry? It's just a card game. Is she all right?
She didn't get mad. You're just being hilarious, as usual, no, Scott.
She got angry, though.
We've been putting up classic secret shows because now that we're not editing anymore, we are going back and listening through the old ones. And, you know, the swears are fine, but sometimes we edit things out that are like people's names or dicey information or whatever. And
I don't know.
The first 20 minutes of the one that Bryn sent me this week, I don't think we can. It's you on the phone. Uh-huh. And we're all delighted to hear from you. So it's like the olden days, you know?
Like when it was still good.
Yeah, when things were still good.
Yeah.
And you are going off like the rudest things I've ever heard. Like I said to myself, we can't air this. Like you were so offensive, but to like a group of people.
Oh, right.
Certain Olympians.
Oh, Olympians.
Yes. And he was.
I didn't get a chance to listen to it yet.
Don't bother. We can't air it. Actually, you should. I was laughing my ass off.
Well, why not air it then?
Because it's so wrong.
It's wrong of him.
I'll get in trouble.
Yuzi will get so many complaints if we air that thing.
Oh, really?
It sucks because it's really funny and your whole attitude about it's hilarious. But man, he's just like, it was about the Paralympics and he was just
being so
rude.
But they're all winners. We can talk about that because they're all winners. No. Okay. All right. Well, you don't want to bring up the winners.
Yep. You're right. I don't. So how are you? How's everything? Is Edson gone yet?
What a tease you are. Mm. Why? You want him out? You're done with him?
No, finished. I'm just wondering.
He leaves tomorrow.
Okay. Going back to school.
Uh-huh. And he said to me yesterday, Kapoor, I got an email from the airline. What is that? Well, they're offering me an upgrade. It's really nice, Kapoor. And it only costs this much. I'm like, honey, they offer that to everyone. I don't know, Kapoor, but they offered it to me. I'm like... Here's the card. Just do it.
Oh, you let him upgrade?
Of course.
Well, it is a long flight. How long is the flight? You are a good husband.
Do you know that
it's like 9 or 10 hours? How long is it?
It's about 10 or 11 hours. I've never upgraded myself, ever. I would never even
consider it. How much more?
I think it was like $150.
You got to do that.
The premium economy.
Well, you got to do
it. $150. Yeah, the tickets were cheap. They were. And I'm like, just do it.
Are you so sad that Bryn is going to be in London next week and you're not going to be there?
Why are you there?
Vacation.
Just vacation.
I'm going to check out
the baby
Edson,
on vacation.
Though, when I'm there.
You don't get a vacation.
I know, right?
You have kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Vacation
well, the kids coming, so. It's,
oh, you're bringing them. Oh,
so it's
not really
a sucky vacation.
Yeah, it's a lousy one.
I don't know why you would go overseas with a one-year-old.
It's a loud one where you're crying all the time.
Well, you get a family time at home every day.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's going to be just like that.
You can't leave the thing anywhere.
We're a little pissed you're leaving again. Another 2 weeks off.
You can't leave that meatloaf with your parents or something?
Today's the first day I heard of this vacation.
Oh, well, it's been barren on me because I use him for so many things.
No secret shows while he's away. So you're saying you got to take all of them? Like all the kids and everybody? Like everybody?
No, just me, my lady, and my one-year-old.
You're taking a one-year-old away? Oh, man. That's a bad.
We had a great time in
Can
Hawaii.
You check
she
him
was
in?
3 months.
Oh, right.
I mean, I think now she's going to have even more fun. And we're going to have
And where are you
time.
Staying?
Some hotels.
Oh.
Yeah.
He doesn't know because she makes all the plans. He just says, yes, I'll go on that trip.
Really?
I just say, what now, honey? What are we going to do now?
And you're going to call Edson?
Where's the... I plan to.
But you won't because you always say that you will and you won't.
What?
No, you do. You say you will and you won't.
That's not true.
No, you do. You say that a lot.
What are you... Are you being
It's like the whole workout thing.
You're always blowing him off. You keep saying and then we never do it. It hurts our feelings.
That one time you said you come train with me at martial arts and you fight on me, right?
Oh,
same way?
I had a tire blow up.
Kind of like that?
My tire blow up?
Did it?
Something. But enjoy London. It's great.
Yeah. And Paris.
Oh, Paris too.
Yeah, I want to check out Edson and his club, stuff like that.
All right. His club's in, he works in London in the club, though, not in Paris.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to London.
Paris is separate.
I understand that.
Country. But they're doing two whole weeks, so they're going to get to go everywhere.
Wow. But the kid, what is the kid with the...
It should be fun.
It will be fun.
Yeah. You know, in Paris, they're not... They don't like that.
They don't like babies.
The infant thing.
They don't like me either. I've been there once.
Why? Why don't they like you?
They were just mean to me.
Oh, they're mean to everybody. I think that's part of the charm, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do they shortchange you? Because they've done that to me a couple of times.
Shortchange you?
Oh, you got to count your change in Paris. Got to count your change.
I don't care. I'm just going to eat. You know me.
Who can count euros? I can't do that.
I know, but they'll hear your accent. They'll try to rip you off a couple of euros. Just a couple.
Oh.
Not worth anything anyway. You're like, why are you bothering? It's a dollar. What? Keep it if it's that important to you. But anyway, have a great time.
Thanks.
With the meatloaf. Have you thought about leaving the meatloaf with your parents? Did you consider that?
I haven't even considered it, no. It's tough right now. My parents are on vacation too, and so.
This is a bad timing.
Life is good.
Yeah. My parents go away.
When you own half of San Bruno, I think things are going really well for you. Am I right? You do.
It's San Francisco, first of all.
Whatever.
They own half. They bought in when prices were low.
They did. They did really well for themselves.
They did.
I'm proud of them.
I am too. They landed here. They had a baby in the dirt in Florida.
Yeah. I'm proud of them too.
Thank God for them.
Literally. He wasn't born in Florida. You were born in Florida. He was born in the dirt on some like abandoned beach when they were refugees.
In Malaysia.
Jungle. Exactly.
They had a baby on the beach?
Yes, she was pregnant when they fled Vietnam, and your mom had to deliver old Dirty Dong, that's his name, on a beach in Malaysia.
See,
let's bring the boat in so this lady can give birth.
These are people that want to live. These are people with a life in them.
And survival
mode. Made it happen.
And now everyone's so whiny and entitled and pampered. Can you imagine if that happened? That's great. This is why you're just a strong, powerful, proud.
Is that how you think of me? That's so
I
sweet
do.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I think you've been through a lot. You've done really well for yourself.
That's good to hear. Let's work out soon.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Lift it. I spotted you when you came in.
Okay, listen, Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
He is in San Jose this weekend. Are you a Rob Lowe fan?
I love him.
You do?
Yeah, he's really good. He's hilarious in the Candelabra thing, that movie about the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, he's great. So funny. He plays... That's the behind the Candelabra. Yeah, that's the story of Liberace. Mm.
Michael Douglas?
Yeah, and Matt Damon as the boyfriend.
Right. Oh.
So in that movie, he is the plastic surgeon.
He is.
And they have jacked his... I don't know how they did it, but they have jacked his face up. He's unrecognizable as Rob Lowe.
As the film
really
progresses,
it
gets worse and worse, too.
Oh, my God. It's great. His face is so funny in that. So he is bringing his solo show. It's full of all kinds of anecdotes, stories from his life, stories from his career. And he's at the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow night, and there are still tickets available.
You're plugging his show for tomorrow night, and I'm in competition with that. What?
You're an hour north. You're fine.
I'm never going to sell well with Rob Lowe.
I just want to let people know that he's going to be there. Stop it. Yeah, any excuse. Here's why I didn't sell well this weekend.
He's brilliant, though. I'd love to go see that. Maybe I will go see that.
You can't. You have a show to do. Well, you're going to be at the Free Will
I might
Brewing
be late.
Company.
Yeah, I will be at the Free Will. It'll be great. Yeah. Rob Lowe's fantastic. What was he just in that was... He was just in something... Doesn't say there.
A movie or TV?
A TV thing.
And I loved him in those commercials. God, he was fantastic.
It was like cable Rob Lowe and DirecTV Rob Lowe or something.
Yeah. It was like The Lion Guard, The Bad Seed.
Oh, right. That's it.
The Bad Seed.
The Bad Seed's great. Oh. I have to say that he's a lucky guy, too, because he looks... great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like a John Stamos type where even as he gets older, John Stamos is so beautiful.
Hello.
He just had a baby.
I never thought he would.
He's like mid-50s, right? How old is Rob Lowe?
I think they're all
Rob Lowe's 54.
Yeah.
John Stamos about
the same.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I'm not getting a sea kelp wrap every day, and I don't
I
have people
not.
Making my own food
Actually, you
stuff.
Look pretty good. It's because you're skinny. Like, skinny looks good on you.
John Stamos is 55.
Oh.
See. Yeah. He
is still so freaking good looking.
Mm-hmm. I'd go on a date with him.
Oh, would you really? Yeah. Wow, that's a stretch.
If you want to take me to dinner and stuff, I'd go with him. Wouldn't you go with him? Would you go with him?
I would.
Yeah, I would.
I'd be like, John, I'm sorry.
If you guys are up in Tahoe and you ran into him at a casino, you'd be like, John, I'm going to...
I'm going to see what I can make happen over here. Is that okay? I've loved Blackie from General Hospital my whole life. Is that the one he was on?
Yeah.
Oh,
so cute.
God, he's cute. I suffered through a couple episodes of Full House just to see Uncle Jesse.
Then the Fuller House, is he on that one too?
Yeah, I believe he is, yeah.
Great.
I know, it's great. He's had a baby. So now he tells diaper stories. That's
it's weird
fun.
To have a baby at 55. Isn't it?
Yeah, good thing Vinny went young, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Michael Fronte just had a baby, and I think he's about 55.
Oh, is he? Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he's only like 53.
Because the likelihood of you surviving...
Whatever. It doesn't matter, 50s.
Oh, he's 51? No, he's older than I am. I'm 51.
Well, that's what the internet says.
Well, then maybe we're exactly the same age. I don't know.
It's 51's okay, I guess. I just think when your kid's 20, you can't play with them and stuff.
Well...
Well, you're 80.
When they're 20?
Yeah.
They don't want to play with you anymore.
Yeah, they got things to do when they're 20. They better have things to do when they're 20.
Don't they want to play, like, skiing? Hey, Dad.
So you can still ski when you're 80 if you've been careful, 80. Right, Benny?
Let's play football.
No. Football's probably out.
Hey, Dad, let's go throw a ball. But you're like 72.
How's your dad doing?
He's okay. Thanks for asking. His weight's not great. He's got to eat more. And
is he tall like you? Are you? Do you
he
take
is.
After
he's
him?
6'5".
And what is he?
I'm the short. Wow. I'm the short one of the family. Oh. Yeah.
And you're saying he's emaciated. He needs to eat.
He needs to eat. Yeah.
Should we get him hooked up to an IV or something? Like, you know.
No, he's got a doctor.
Weighing less than you seems. I know. Like a problem.
He weighs about 7 pounds less than me. Wow. Now you know where I get it. Where I get it. Yeah. But he was a Kaiser, and he's
so
doing
perfect.
He was admitted to the hospital?
No, he just was checked. Saw his doctor a couple days ago. My sister texted
him. Oh, and they said he's like, great.
They said he seems all right.
All right, good.
Chest x-rays, and he just needs to eat and get some exercise. He's 83, though.
Yeah, he's elderly.
Yeah.
So you have two shows. You have a show tonight.
Yes.
At
yes.
Phoenix
yes.
in Alameda.
Yes.
Everyone should go and check out Scott Capurro.
Yes.
He'll be funny there.
I wish we were going to Tahoe with you. It'd be so fun. We're addicted now. We love it.
Well, you here at Christmas time?
I might be. Home. Maybe I'll come back.
Well, you can come with us.
Yeah.
I'm sure my family would love that.
The boys will be there?
My family, my immediate family will love
that's
it.
That's good. Is your brother going to go up with you?
Mm-hmm.
To that
and,
too?
And his whole family. Yes, they're in my life now.
Wow.
They're,
really? They're going to go to that?
I saw them first thing yesterday, last thing yesterday, right. Every day.
Do you have coffee with them before you come in?
I do not. I don't. But on the weekends, I'll be sitting there with my coffee at 7 in the morning, just, you know.
But that's your alone time.
Having a yes, it is. Yep.
But your brother's there.
Here comes my brother.
All right.
Oh, great. You made coffee.
Does he knock?
He knocks. It's so funny. Yesterday, I was running in to take a shower, and I just have my bra on because I was going to wear my bra again today. So I'd taken off my clothes in the laundry room, and I come out of that little hall to turn the corner real quick to get into my room.
Right.
I just have a bra on, and there's my brother right there standing on the back deck. He was looking the other way, thank
like
God.
Like the good old days?
No, not like the good old days. But I definitely was
I used
like,
to shower
oh,
with my sister.
Something.
I used to
yeah,
shower
with
my
sister. We were little. Yeah. You know, we all shower. We'd do baths together.
16, 17.
Oh,
but,
okay.
That's
well, that's
okay.
A story for another day.
We were trying
tonight
to save water.
Phoenix,
there's a drought.
Sorry, at Phoenix in Alameda. And on Saturday night, Free Will Brewing Company, Redwood City.
Sarah's
Scott.
Brother, get a job. Go away. Get a job. God, adopt
have
a family.
To go away. Just
adopt Bren's kids so we can have a nice vacation. take the meatloaf.
Thank you, Scott.
Oh, I'm
wonderful
leaving.
As
that was
always.
So worth
yeah.
it. And I'll see you at the Secret Show.
We're not doing one of those today.
I came down here for this. Yeah. All right. I'll.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, and you are great. Goodbye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
You don't say. Things are a little...
Things are, you know, it's hairball right now, Vinny.
Time's a little tight at your house.
It is. It's crazy. Hey, you guys, it's 7:37, and oh my God, I just realized it's Friday. Let's celebrate. How about a pair of tickets to see Michael Fronte's film, Stay Human, at the 41st Annual Mill Valley Film Festival? This is this coming Monday. At the Cine Arts Sequoia Theater, and then you walk on down the street to see Michael Fronte's performance at the Sweetwater Music Hall later that night. It's going to do a Q&A there, and it's going to be a great night. If you love Michael Fronte, if you love to feel happy and feel some joy, you want to go see Michael Fronte's new film and see him perform later that night. This is a benefit for the California Film Institute and the Do It for the Love Foundation. Caller 9 right now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley!
Where our boy goes to school.
Yep, he's there now. Hello, Berkeley.
Hello, Berkeley.
They sound so happy already this morning. You'd think they'd be in protest mode at this point.
Here's what's happening. Sarah's Pats won last night, everyone.
Go
38
Pats.
To 24.
Good job, Pats.
So congratulations. Correct. Did they look like the Pats of old? Are they back to their winning ways? Do you know?
I do not know. I was asleep before the game even started.
They didn't leave any sort of notes behind for you to study as you're heading off to work?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Nope.
All right. Well, anyway, this is an interesting story, and it looks like it's local. So I feel like there are, let me see, right now there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 screens around me right now.
Oh, sure.
Now, I get it. We're all doing a radio show, so there's a reason for a lot of the screens being on and around us.
We remember just a few years ago, no screens.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on the screen. Everything we do here is on computer.
So there's a new type of glasses that forces you to stop staring at TV and computer screens by making them look blank.
Oh, no thanks.
There's a Kickstarter for a product. It looks like the entrepreneur or the creator is out of Oakland. But these glasses, they're called IRL glasses, which stand for in real life. They look like normal glasses, but instead of just blocking UV rays, they block the light coming from TVs and computers, so the screen looks blank. The guy who invented them posted a video and claims
it's for addicts, really.
Well, maybe. They didn't use any special effects in it. It looks like there's some kind of horizontal polarized optic that blanks the screen for you. They claim the current prototype works on most TVs and some computers, but not cell phones yet.
Oh.
But they plan to have this thing blank out the screens around you. You can pre-order them for $49 on Kickstarter.
So this is more like as you are in the world. Like, have you ever been sitting at a restaurant and over in the bar area, there's a game on the TV, and I don't even care about the game, but I just find my eyes continually going to the TV, and I'll even sort of blank out on it.
Absolutely, and I just told you the other day where I put on the baseball game, we had to turn it off because my kid wouldn't look at her plate. She doesn't even care about baseball, right. But she was looking at the TV.
There's a screen on.
Here's another example. I might be sitting next to you. I know that your phone is your private, personal information. I'm not interested in it, but your phone chirps. I look.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to look.
Mine is big enough.
My words are big enough. You can read it.
But
I have the giant font on there.
We all do it.
I'm like, oh, don't look at my phone.
The phone goes off and you look. Oh, sorry. My bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be in your business. I'm just the worst.
Like everybody else. Like everybody else. We're all the worst.
So I don't know. I don't think I'd wear the glasses, but it does look like this is something that's coming.
It might be a
good
thing.
To help you combat the screen overload that's going on all around us at all times.
It looks like he had a goal of 25,000. Right now he is up to, or whoever the person is up to, just under 40 grand.
Oh, good for him.
With 25 days to go.
That's great.
What are you going to say?
There's a movie. It's a Tom Cruise movie, and it's called like something Report, Minority Report.
Yeah.
And the cool thing in that movie, because it's set in the future, and it's that everywhere this guy walks in the world is tuned to him. Like every screen plays him a commercial for him. It shows him in the clothes that they want you to wear, and
isn't
everywhere you
crazy
go.
Crazy that's Google right now.
So when
that's...
he gets somebody else's retina. Because he has to change his eye identity. He all of a sudden is getting this Asian guy's stuff because they're reading it as though it's him, and no one else can see it, so they can't see that he's not this Asian guy because it's just for him. But that, imagine if you could put on a pair of glasses and blank that out.
Interesting.
You know, it's the first thing I thought of was God. Just there is a barrage of stuff coming at you.
Further down in the story, it looks like the guy's name is Ivan Cash, and he's from Oakland.
Well, good job. I initially thought, who the hell needs that? But now I see that, you know, Tom Cruise needed it.
We all do.
Yeah, we all need it. Yeah, there you go, Tom. Got something for you.
I mean, it'd be better if everyone would just keep their phones in their pockets or leave them in their car or whatever, but we just can't separate ourselves.
That's not really how it works anymore.
Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh tracked 400 men and women for 2 weeks and talked to them every night about how their day went. They asked about things like social activities, conflicts they'd had, resolutions to those conflicts, and whether they'd hugged anyone that day.
Oh.
And they found that when people received at least one hug, on the same day something bad happened, they were less likely to dwell on that one bad moment.
Physical contact.
Hugs do make us feel better.
We need to be touched by other people. I think that's great.
They didn't ask the people who they hugged, but obviously, and
but any hug would do it, huh?
Well, not all hugs are the same.
Did you hug anyone yesterday?
I did.
Who'd you hug? Tell me everyone you hugged.
Well, I can only think of the misses.
What about Johnny? You didn't hug him?
I didn't. Oh, you know what? I might have hugged him when I shook his hand. I probably
did. Yeah, he pulls you in.
Did hug him. Sure.
So two hugs yesterday.
I had to park illegally when I met up with him to drop off the surfboard, and his kid was literally bouncing. They'd been waiting for me for a minute because I had to go get a surfboard for them and then meet them in a spot that was nowhere near where I was at the time. But when I got there, they'd been waiting. His kid was like, oh, my God, just pogoing up and down as he's ready to just, please, can we go in the water? Can we go in the water right now? And then I think that excitement is why he hurt himself.
Right. Because if you missed the story earlier, I think the kid was on his first run.
I don't even think he'd gotten a wave yet. I think he was just paddling out when the board sprung back at him. And cut
popped him in the head, and he got a little cut on his head. He's fine. Everybody's fine. But
I guess you'll hear that story firsthand later today.
Yes.
When you and Johnny do your first broadcast together.
Yeah, we're going to, Johnny Mosley's going to do a podcast now, and he's looking for a name for it, by the way. We're thinking Very Effing Extreme Podcast. We don't know. How about The Johnny Show?
Sure, that's what I'd probably you want to use your name. I mean,
well,
he's
no, it's Johnny Mosley's Very Effing Extreme podcast.
And I don't know.
I think the Johnny Mosley Show is fine. Says it all, really.
Well, I mean, we've known him forever.
20 plus years.
I always think of the first time we met him being that time we hosted the, was it the Beta Breakers we
it
hosted
was.
Together?
We were up on top of the Rincon Tower, I believe, and looking down on the naked people with the little circle of space around them.
Little kids.
We were. In fact, they went to us live, and all three of us had our butts in the air looking over the side of the...
Well, that's
That was
fun.
A good look. And they're like, okay, I guess they're not paying attention. We're going to go to the next people. We were supposed to be on TV that day, but our butts were instead.
Right. Well, what are you going to do?
Turn around and talk?
Maybe. where was I? Oh, yeah. So I may have hugged him, but I hugged the missus, and it was the reason it stands out is because she's been breastfeeding and there haven't been very many hugs.
Right.
Like she's always like,
it's a little painful. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What about your daughter? You must have hugged your daughter.
Oh, I did. You're right.
Yeah. So three hugs yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, that's good. Anyway, hugging everyone. It really does make us feel better.
That's sweet.
I have never tried Viagra, but I've heard there is a recreational use for it, that it can be pleasurable with another person, with a partner.
Sure.
So I'm not opposed. I just haven't needed it yet. There's a medical case that was just published in the journal called Retinal Cases and Brief Reports. It's about a 31-year-old guy from New York who ordered generic Viagra off the internet last year.
Yeah.
It's generic now. Did you know that?
I didn't.
It's like way cheaper.
I'll bet.
Than originally.
The Pfizer
version. But I guess he took too much of it and started having a hard time seeing. After 2 days of flashing light and having everything look like it was tinted red, the guy finally went to urgent care and the doctors found out he'd permanently damaged his retinas. With all the Viagra he'd taken.
Oh, my God. You guys, be so careful. Why do people? It's like the people who take 5 aspirins. You know, when the bottle says.
Says the lady who takes 3.
Yeah, only 3.
And then 3 later.
Yeah, 3 a little later. Yeah. Who are these people taking all these pills?
Yeah.
God.
Who are they?
I don't know, but the guy permanently damages retinas. It's awful.
It's a year later, and the doctors still haven't figured out how to cure it.
Well, they're not going to be able to. Okay. They said it in the first sentence, it's permanently damaged.
They say, don't freak out. You can use Viagra, just don't take a bunch of it.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a prescription and don't overuse it. Has anyone ever taken Viagra on you?
No.
Oh. Has anyone ever taken Viagra on you?
No, not as far as I know.
Huh. I mean, we've been partnered up since long before Viagra came out, too.
Right.
So unless they need it in the future,
I've seen like Sex and the City where, what's her face? The blonde one?
Carrie?
No.
Oh, Samantha?
Samantha had taken it.
Oh, she took it?
She took it.
And what happened?
I guess she got some nice reaction.
Oh.
But that's television. I don't know anyone. Bryn?
Oh, so you want to try it?
I don't necessarily.
I've never had
it in my presence. I don't know that I would, but Bryn, have you?
You mean
tried
have
it?
Some? No, I know people do though, but yeah.
Do they stand by it?
Yeah.
Is it all dirty dong?
No.
Does he take it?
No, no.
He tell you all about it.
Dong and I don't talk about that kind of stuff. Sex.
Oh, that's too bad.
But your brothers.
Yeah, but he has a wife now, and you know we don't talk about stuff like that.
Well, let's call him.
I don't care to.
Yeah, I guess I don't talk to my brothers about that stuff.
Yeah,
either.
I mean, especially when they're partnered up. Maybe when we're younger, we might have talked about sex, but you know. Yeah, you're more than welcome to call him if you want. I'm sure he'll love it. He's in Texas right now, though, actually.
Yeah, no, I was just kidding. I just thought I'd put you on the spot.
Every single day, more than one third of Americans eat fast food.
Every day?
Every single day. On any given day, 37% of Americans eat fast food.
That's unbelievable.
More than a third.
Every single day.
They say our love of fast food apparently doesn't have anything to do with it being cheap either. The study found that the more money you make, the more likely you are to eat fast food.
Really?
Maybe it's the time crunch. I mean, it's in the title,
I guess,
fast food.
Right. It is true that you have been in situations. I for sure have said, I have to eat something. The next fast food place we see, just pull in.
Right. I'm most likely to eat it when I'm traveling.
That's exactly when.
People under 30 were almost twice as likely to have fast food on any given day compared to people over 60. So there's another ingredient.
Well, they're, you know, more likely to be on the move, right? I guess if you're over 60, you want to sit down somewhere and just hang. I'm just going to be here for a while. What's on TV?
I should mention real quick that this weekend, Fleet Week is in San Francisco, so that's going to be something that's big and happening and causing probably some traffic. Also, Hardly Strictly Bluegrass in Golden Gate Park. It's free, but it also, it's
hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, there's very, you should look it up. I looked up online this morning, and the list of bands is endless.
So if you can get yourself in, definitely go check that out. That's all weekend, starts today?
Yeah.
Also, it looks like, I tried to confirm it, and it appears that the Rock and Roll Marathon is happening in San Jose, which will also lock down some streets.
We do love our weekend activities.
You wondering how to get. How do I? What?
I just wanted to go to the supermarket.
No.
San Carlos Art and Wine Fair.
Oh, I heard Yuzi's going to be there.
I heard she is.
You're going, really? Mm-hmm.
She's going to go to the Alice booth.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what time at all? Because people, I'm sure, are going to want to go say hi.
I'm thinking noonish, 11:30 noon.
This is you and Washaka?
Oh, I wish.
Who are you going to go with?
Oh.
I'm going to go with a couple
George
of different people.
George just went, hey, I'm a person.
Please, George is always busy.
Oh, he's
anyway,
not going?
Anyway, he wouldn't want to do that.
Oh.
Some people, some friends. I'm like, who's going with me? I don't know. I've been texting a lot of people. Oh. So
right. Meeting up with some people.
Yeah, exactly. So it should be fun walking around. I'm going to go check out the Diddums for a costume.
Diddums?
Yeah, Diddums is on San Carlos, couple blocks down from town.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a candy shop, costumes, sort of a year-round Halloween store. But they have like arts and crafts, all kinds of stuff.
Neat.
But I don't know what I'm going to do for Halloween.
Well, you got to figure something out. You know, I started to worry about it yesterday. Like, didn't I order my costume like 2 weeks ago?
You did.
I thought you already.
I don't have it yet.
What?
It hasn't come.
What's going on?
I don't know.
You better check on the order.
Check the order.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that either.
Well, you guys were, you know.
I know, 20, a couple weeks away.
25 days away.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent.
All right.
Hi, Sarah and Vinny. I've been a loyal listener for years. Can you guys please give me a birthday shout out? I'm 30 today.
Oh, boy.
Feeling
big
old.
30.
Is it Arcelia? Arcelia.
Okay.
Happy Arcelia.
Happy birthday, Arcelia.
Arcelia.
Arcelia. Yeah, that's what we're going Arcelia. Happy birthday, Arcelia.
Oh, boy.
She's like, wait, hold on. And listen, don't feel old at 30.
30's nothing.
I felt old at 32, and you're not. You got so many more older years than that coming up.
Hopefully.
Yes. We knocked for you.
408 says, thanks for all the good dance moves. It made my morning.
Oh,
I got to go to work now. Kisses and hugs to all my morning friends.
I'll make it rain. Ho, make it rain on them hoes.
Hubby and I are going to see Scott tonight in Alameda.
Oh, have fun.
We go to his show whenever he's in the Bay Area.
Phoenix Theater tonight in Alameda, and tomorrow Free Will Brewing Company in Redwood City. Scott Capurro, who's just on the show if you missed him.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, what a great appearance.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The new music, Vinny.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.